local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three is getting underway. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Man, it's been an eventful afternoon, has it not?
It's been a busy day today. You know, folks, you ever have those days where you just kind of realize the day is gone? You go, where did it go?
Right.
It's been one of those days. We've had a couple of very interesting guests that stopped by. Of course, Vicki Campbell from ECUA. We were talking about those the rate increases and the importance of actually attending these board meetings at ECUA. Learn out, you know, you'll learn a lot in terms of like what they're up to over there. So right. We also had Jason Wheeler in, the public information officer over the city of Pensacola, talking about that the ceramic arch, you know, the 9/11 homage to America arch over in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza. Kind of getting an update on that and why the delay in getting it fixed, because we learned that the artist who has to repair it lives in like Puerto Rico or somewhere. So they're waiting for him to fly in on that. Big day scheduled for tomorrow. Chip Simmons, sheriff of Escambia County, he joins us at 5:35. And Todd Payne, of course, assistant airport director over at PNS, he will be joining us. And we'll be talking about Labor Day travel. What's expected out of the airport? TSA lines, are they moving quicker? Pre-check-ins, what the status is out there? Even the parking status, I know they have 100 new spaces. Is that enough to handle the load? So we will talk to Todd about that. Big day coming up tomorrow, besides giving away free FSU football tickets on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Very cinematic. Very cinematic presentation there. I like that, Chris. All righty. Let's see. Also going on here, we have the race for the White House picking up speed, of course, as there are 69 days until Election Day. Former President Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance holding events in swing states this week. Trump set to hold a town hall in Wisconsin tomorrow, and he's going to speak at a rally in Pennsylvania on Friday. Elsewhere, Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz kicking off a bus tour in the battleground state of Georgia today with a rally scheduled for tomorrow in Savannah.
And we like to keep you abreast of the mortgage rate changes, if any. If you're buying a home, maybe selling a home, here's your numbers this afternoon. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rate. Those numbers are below 7%. The average 30-year rate, 6.42%. The 15-year rate, 5.96%. As I say this, and as the mortgage rates continue to slowly drop, some Pensacola realtors are now saying it's a pretty darn good time to buy a home. Now, I want to preface that by saying, buyers, you should be extremely cautious. Just because those rates are dropping, that should not be the only deciding factor for purchasing a home. Now, it's the price. Have you seen the statewide cost of owning a home here in the state of Florida?
Not recently.
Cost of buying a home is absolutely soaring. Redfin is reporting the median selling price of a home last month, nearly $410,000. That is up from $404,023, $341,000 in 22.
My goodness. Also, we have a new online pay option for ECUA customers. We don't, but we've got a headline about it. It allows them to pay their bill from nearly any device. The new system also offers real-time confirmation of payments and allows people with multiple properties to group all their bills into one. It also offers text message payment reminders. For more information, you can check out their website at ecua.fl.gov. Again, that is ecua.fl.gov.
Did you see this, Rick Harper? He's the economist, the guru of Northwest Florida, of course. He's saying now the number of people searching for a new job up almost 30%, actually 28.4%.
Wow.
A lot of movement in the employment landscape and platform.
Absolutely. 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so that you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we did get a texter earlier saying that traffic has gotten moving on scenic highways. Highway near Olive Road. There was an accident report there early last hour, causing very heavy backups for a bit. And it does look like that texter is correct. Very little, if any, congestion on Scenic at this time. So there's some good news for you to start your traffic and weather segment. Still got some minor backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But outside of that, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we got WEAR's Alan Strum here with us, as we always do. Alan, what's going on, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms will keep popping up over the next several days, even into the Labor Day holiday weekend, but they are hit and miss. So we'll see plenty of sunshine. That'll heat things up. High temps mainly will be in the low 90s, overnight lows down in the 70s. Each day, that rain chance is just around 40%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Looking at what else we got going on here, a statewide manhunt is over and a homicide suspect behind bars after being stopped by Florida Highway Patrol troopers on I-10 in Santa Rosa County. We touched on this last hour, but wanted to make sure the word was out. 20-year-old Idis Merkerson was arrested after troopers spotted his car heading west on I-10 about 9 o'clock Monday morning. He was wanted on a homicide warrant out of Manatee County. He's currently being held in Santa Rosa County Jail, and he will be extradited to Manatee County to face the charge.
What do you think about having to pay a charge when getting money back from, say, purchasing groceries? You ever do that, go through the line and put your debit card in there and pull out a $20 or $40, something like that?
I appreciate the option, but I never do it.
I do it all the time because I don't like going to the bank. And so I use the grocery market as my bank. Some major retail companies are doing just that. They're adding fees. If you want to take out that 20 or 40 or whatever, they're going to add a fee on top of that. A lot of folks not happy about this. Levying fees against the consumers. Well, they're saying, wait a minute. A couple of folks who are already starting to use this method, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, imposing cash back fees on their customers, and it looks like it's going to become a very normal type thing. What do you think about that?
I think that's stupid because you're taking out money while you're paying money. So now they're trying to get you to pay money while you're taking out money while you're paying money.
Just thought I'd let you know about that. Be sure when next time you go through that line at the grocery store, make sure they're not tapping a fee onto that thing.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. We also have the former deputy charged in an airman's death in Okaloosa County, now being held in the Escambia County Jail. 38-year-old Eddie Duran moved to the jail in Escambia County yesterday after his attorney had made the request over what he called special concerns. Now, the nature of those concerns has not been made public, but for context here, of course, Duran is charged with manslaughter with a firearm and could face up to 30 years in prison if he is convicted as charged. He was booked into jail on Monday and remains in custody without bond. He's due back in court tomorrow afternoon for a pretrial detention hearing.
You know, we got a serious opioid problem here in Northwest Florida.
We do.
Attorney General Ashley Moody confirmed Pensacola Medical Examiner District had the district here had the highest rate of opioid deaths in the state. The district, of course, including Escambia, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, Walton counties, and combined, have a per capita death rate that doubles the state's average. Mm. Yeah, this should surprise you. Saturday is International Overdose Awareness Day. Mental health experts are now advocating for Narcan to be used more frequently, have it more available and access to the public. Narcan, by the way, has been vital to reversing many overdose effects and save a lot of lives out there. So why do we have such an opioid problem here?
I don't know.
We do, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely do. Don't forget about Andrew McKay tomorrow morning. He's going to be answering that magical question. Could Pensacola get a new abortion clinic? Yes. He's going to be all over this. News Radio 92.3.
Yes, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. We got a bit more stuff for you, including some state headlines here, starting with the Biden administration fighting back against Florida's legal challenge over a new federal gun rule. We'll get some more details on that and more. Once again, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
People's Foundation of Northwest Florida is committed to enhancing the well-being and quality of life for individuals receiving hospice services. Their fundraiser, Rock for Vets, is September 14th at Community Maritime Park and will support our local homeless veteran community. Starting with a 5K run, walk through downtown Pensacola, followed by a festival of live entertainment, local vendors, face painting, and a bouncy house for the kids. Learn more about Rock for Vets and the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida at choosepeoples.com. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Mark Zuckerberg letter acknowledging that the Biden administration did pressure Meta to censor COVID-19 information. Also, speeding and how it's so dangerous and what can be done to maybe affect how people drive better, a conversation out of the Milton City Council meeting last week. And is it true that millennials think it's weird or rude to put a period at the end of a text? The answer, horrifyingly, is yes. We talked about it. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here. We'll get things started with another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. Very happy to say that. It's been quite a hectic evening. We do have some backups. This is going to be where, let's see, if you would give me the name of this street, I'd greatly appreciate it. Looks like it's where Navy Boulevard is going to meet Highway 98. So in that area, we do have some backups there where there's where those two roads meet. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just increased congestion. And we actually do have an accident report near where Pine Forest Road meets Mobile Highway. So be on the lookout for that. That's in front of the Interstate Fairgrounds. Maybe some minor backups over there. Outside of those couple spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum with us, like always. Alan, what is going on, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms will keep popping up over the next several days, even into the Labor Day holiday weekend, but they are hit and miss. So we'll see plenty of sunshine. That'll heat things up. High temps mainly will be in the low 90s, overnight lows down in the 70s. Each day, that rain chance is just around 40%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much for the update, Alan.
Yeah, it's been a busy week so far. Preparation, pretty important during tropical storm season. Be sure and take advantage of Florida's disaster preparedness tax holiday. That is underway through Friday the 6th. So you can save a lot of money, Austin, on items that are hurricane-related, batteries, you know, things like that, gas containers, anything to do with the hurricane platform.
Right.
You're going to save some money on taxes on that one. So be sure and take advantage of that. Goes to the 6th. So don't let that slip by on you.
Absolutely. Let's see. Hinted at this before we went to break. The Biden administration fighting back against Florida's legal challenge over a new federal gun rule. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a motion earlier this week asking a judge to toss out the state's lawsuit. The new regulation requires more gun sellers to obtain a license and run background checks on buyers. Attorney General Ashley Moody claims that the changes have resulted in lower attendance at gun shows, ultimately impacting tax revenue. Meanwhile, the DOJ says that there's not enough evidence to prove that the lower numbers are a direct response to the rule.
I think that ruling is kind of misconstrued. I think it was because the concealed weapons permitting has changed, which a lot of folks got their certifications at these gun shows, which no longer have to do that. So that's where you're seeing a drop-off in attendance to a lot of these gun shows. Has nothing to do with politics or anything like that. It's all about convenience.
Right. Also, we got Governor Ron DeSantis saying that plans to add more development at state parks is going back for a rework. Speaking to, in Winter Haven, the governor called plans to add golf, pickleball, and lodging half-baked and said that he didn't see or approve the so-called Great Outdoors Initiative. He says the group behind plans for a golf course at Jonathan Dickinson State Park decided to drop out to avoid controversy. State elected officials and the public staged protests and expressed their opposition when the plans became public a few days ago.
You know, we have spoken about this for the past couple of days. I just want to make people aware and basically give you an opportunity to know what's open in terms of an extra advantage when going to the Pensacola Beach Blue Angel, I mean, not the beach, but the Blue Angels Air Show over at NAS Pensacola in November. Preferred seating. Things is going over pretty darn big this year. That's the way to go this year for that show. Eliminate the lines, the traffic. You can go stress-free with optimal flight line seating options. By the way, tickets are now on sale at the event's official website and take advantage of it. Because you've always wondered, how do those guys get those seats right there on the front line?
You want to be the one that's envied. That's what you want to be. You don't want to be the envious. Another trending headline here, the Supreme Court declining to reinstate the Biden administration's latest attempt to cancel student debt for millions of Americans. The high court said that, said no to a request from the Justice Department to lift an order from an appeals court that blocked the SAVE plan. The court added that it expects the Court of Appeals to render its decision in a timely manner.
Okay, UWF debuts at number 12 in the 2024 AFCA Division II preseason coaches poll. The Argos are among three Gulf South Conference teams in that poll. Valdosta State, number 7. Delta State, number 18. UWF opens the season Thursday, September 5th against McKendree. They'll do this over at Penn Air Field. What a gorgeous stadium that is. And don't forget, catch News Radio 92.3's live coverage of that game beginning at 6 p.m.
Yes. You said UWF and McKendree, correct?
Yep.
I believe, actually, do we get confirmation that our coverage begins at 6?
You know, we threw that up in the air yesterday.
Right. 5:30 or 6.
5:30 or 6.
I think
kickoff is 6.
Kickoff is 6, yes.
So it's going to be 5:30. So yeah,
at the very least, yeah. 6 o'clock.
We do know that the kickoff is 6 o'clock.
And, yeah, you can get that on News Radio 92.3 next Thursday. We'll be doing Pensacola right now for at least the first half of our scheduled programming, and then we will hand it over, whether it be at 5:30 or 6, we will hand it over to UWF. But, yes, UWF and McKendree next Thursday.
I like the whole concept of being on campus like that. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I saw many games down at Maritime, but it's something about watching the kids come down from their different dorms or whatever, walking across campus. You know, they're doing their tailgating stuff. That's football, man. and UWF has a great platform to show off their beautiful campus and their beautiful stadium, and a lot of great folks over there. So. Coach Noble, as Caleb, is doing pretty darn well. Go Argos!
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz in the swing state of Georgia today for a two-day bus tour. A pair speaking to students and supporters at Liberty County High School.
It's not a cliche. This is truly about building towards the future, and you're that future.
On the Republican side, vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance stumping in battleground Pennsylvania today. A move to cancel student loan debt for millions of Americans remains on hold. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The Department of Education plan to reduce monthly income-based payments on student loans remains on hold. Supreme Court justices rejected a request from the Biden administration to let that plan take effect as the legal challenge plays out. The unsigned order from the courts is it expects the appeals court to issue a decision soon.
Several Republican-led states challenging the debt forgiveness plan. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has hit yet another milestone, this time becoming the first non-tech U.S. company to top $1 trillion in market capitalization. Berkshire was able to hit the historic mark after the Omaha-based company sold some of its stock in Bank of America. Well, they may not be trillionaires, but the number of 401k millionaires is at an all-time high. New research from Fidelity says that nearly 500,000 401k accounts had balances of at least $1 million as of the end of June. Those numbers are up 2.5% from the previous quarter. Fidelity said that it compiled the data across 26,000 employer-sponsored plans. And a Manhattan federal judge is ordering pharma bro Martin Shkreli to turn over all copies of a one-of-a-kind album by the Wu-Tang Clan called Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. The album was bought by Shkreli in 2015 for $2 million, and that was before he was convicted for lying to investors and two failed hedge funds. He was sued by a digital art collective earlier this year, claiming it paid nearly $5 million for the album. On Wall Street, stocks were lower. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman. It's sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Dabo Sweeney has accomplished more at Clemson than anyone could have imagined by winning 2 national championships. Dabo will always have a good team, but the standard he built is to be elite. And Dabo's stubbornness in failing to adapt to the new way college football operates has held this program back, and that will be on full display when you see the difference between Clemson and Georgia on Saturday. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Ends Labor Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, working for you. Informative.
We're giving you your live election coverage.
Rick Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz running away.
Local.
We're speaking to Robert Bender, the election supervisor in Escambia County.
I think it's going really well.
Dependable.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Bergosh.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
And then District 4, we had Ashley Hoffberger.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get our quick check of the roads and weather here for you. Let's see what's going on. Doesn't appear to be too much. May still have a little bit of backups on Scenic Highway if you're passing Olive Road. There was an accident report there. Just a little bit of backups lingering. Nothing too severe, though. Let's see. We did also have some backups on, this is at Airport Boulevard. This is if you're traveling, Brent Lane. If you're traveling both east and west on Brent Lane, this is if you're either coming from 9th Avenue or approaching 9th Avenue, both directions there on Brent Lane. Got some backups over there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, but nonetheless, something to look out for. Outside of those couple spots, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum on standby here. Alan, what is going on, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms will keep popping up over the next several days, even into the Labor Day holiday weekend, but they are hit and miss. So we'll see plenty of sunshine. That'll heat things up. High temps mainly will be in the low 90s, overnight lows down in the 70s. Each day, that rain chance is just around 40%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Very interesting day today, and not a good ending for the SpaceX Falcon booster. A successful SpaceX launch early this morning ended in flames minutes later. We were talking about the booster, the separation right. booster, when the booster tipped over after touching down on the drone ship in the Atlantic. You know, that automatically lands back on the ship there. Didn't work out so good today. SpaceX initially planned to launch four Polaris Dawn crew members aboard the Falcon 9 this morning from the Kennedy Space Center. Crews called off launch attempts today and tomorrow, citing poor weather forecasted in the Dragon capsule's splashdown area off the Florida coastline.
And we also got an NBA docuseries debuting on Netflix this fall. The streaming giant announced Starting Five will premiere on October 9th. It follows superstars. Now, bear with me here. It follows superstars LeBron James. Hey, he's arguably the greatest player of all time, right? So I get that. Jason Tatum, one of the best young stars in the league, just won a finals. Jimmy Butler, he's been an NBA vet. He carried a couple of Heat teams to the finals. So I definitely see why he's getting some spotlight. Anthony Edwards, another young star in Minnesota. He's someone who has been humored by many to be like the guy that the torch is going to be passed to, right? We had MJ to LeBron. A lot of people are saying LeBron to Ant, as they call him. He's that great. Very electric young player. And then the last one, Domantas Sabonis. Hey, he's a good player. Not trying to say he's not. However, I'm just surprised by that one. I'm surprised by that pick. He definitely stands out the least of these five players here when it comes to his impact and image. Either way, the new Netflix docuseries is going to follow them as they made their way through the 23-24 basketball season. Netflix said that the series will give fans an unfiltered view of life at the pinnacle of professional basketball. Apparently, some of the executive producers of the series, you've maybe heard of them, don't really know what they have to do with basketball, though. Former President Barack Obama, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning.
6:39, News Radio 92.3. Cruising Main Street right about now. You'll probably notice the lights are on over the stadium. Why? Pensacola, the Wahoos, taking on the Mississippi Braves this evening. They threw the first pitch out about 30 minutes ago. Mississippi, I mentioned this to you, I believe it was on the Tuesday show.
Right.
It'll be the last time you actually see the Mississippi Braves playing at Wahoo Stadium. Why is that? Because they're moving their location out of a bedroom community outside of Jackson, Mississippi, to a community in Georgia. And I'm not quite sure what town they're going to. Mm-hmm. But it'll be your last chance to see the Mississippi Braves. So Wahoo's in action tonight. Lights are on at the stadium.
Yes, and we do have, speaking of baseball, a good segue, Chris, because I've actually got some MLB scores for us here. We had the Rays at Mariners. That was going on earlier this afternoon. The Mariners were up 5-2 when we last touched on the game, but the they actually went on to win 6-2, so the Rays took the L there. However, we do have the Braves and Twins. They recently got a game underway in the top of the first, tied at zero, of course. Also got Marlins and at Rockies. That's going to be at 7:40 this evening, so in about an hour. And also, probably the most notable game that's not relevant around here, Yankees at Nationals. That got underway at 5:45, so about an hour ago. You can catch that one on Prime Video. Current score update in the top of the third, the Nationals beating the Yankees. That's an upset there, 4-1.
You know, I went through 3 years of having Prime and didn't know I had it. My kids had put it on the television and didn't tell me. So I was yelling at the screen because of those Thursday night Prime games and all.
Right.
Oh, dog it, I can't watch the game. My son Tyler walks in and goes, click.
Yeah.
There it is. What? Yeah, Dad, we've had that for about 3 years now. Let me go over some high school, set up some of these games for you coming up. Tomorrow, it's Jay versus Freeport, Pensacola versus Milton. Then Friday night, the News Radio 92.3 game of the week. West Florida, Booker T. Washington. They'll kick it off at 7. What time do you guys start that broadcast?
On Friday, we start coverage at 7.
Okay. Escambia, Niceville, Tate at Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Choctaw, Northview at Alabama. Here's the one you're going to go, oh. Pace at Pensacola Catholic.
That's tough. Pace is a good team, but Pensacola Catholic's looking pretty great.
Yeah, Matt's got them firing. Pine Forest at Daphne, Alabama. So that's the high school scene. And just to remind you, tomorrow about 5:35, Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, going to be joining us. And we're going to talk about the safety factor. If you're a fan of these high school football games, going to the stadium on Friday nights, well, Chip's going to let us know how safe it really is to go. So
yes.
He joins us 5:35, News Radio 92.3.
Excellent. And yes, once again, ESPN Pensacola, 7 o'clock sharp tomorrow. We will have coverage of West Florida Tech at Booker T. Washington for you. I said tomorrow, Friday. I'm getting my days mixed up. I'm that excited. Let's see. Wall Street closing with stocks lower. I don't believe I've touched on this hour, but if I have, we'll touch on it again. Investors are keeping their eyes on the latest earnings report from NVIDIA. The chip-making giant is releasing the report as the company has seen shares surge by more than 150% this year. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 159 points to 41,091. The S&P 500 dropped by 33 points to 55,92. And the NASDAQ lost 198 points to 17,556.
Have you mentioned this to our nice listeners today that Teresa and Charlie were winners of FSU football tickets?
I have mentioned that, yes.
They
mentioning it again, though.
They scored big time. Andrew has some tomorrow morning on the morning show on 92.3. We will have more tomorrow afternoon. So if you're a fan of Florida State football, free tickets going out all season long for you. So just keep it right here, News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. And we were given our box office preview for this weekend earlier, and Deadpool and Wolverine expected to take first place once again. But we have the first trailer being released for Tyler Perry's 6888. The film tells the story of the first and only all-black women's Army Corps unit to serve overseas during World War II. The film stars Kerry Washington as Major Charity Adams, who commands a battalion of women soldiers. The rest of the cast includes Oprah Winfrey, Susan Sarandon, Ebony Obsidian, and Sam Watterson. 6888 hits Netflix on December 20th. So, wow, that's star-studded cast like that. That's worth mentioning in your movie category.
Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Beetlejuice.
that's a big one as well. That
September
one
you, 6th.
I was about to say, you said that one comes out next week, correct?
Yeah, that's right. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, please go up there and check it out. It is absolutely... Michael Keaton is amazing in that role as Beetlejuice, you know.
Right.
But the original cast still back at it, and I can't wait. And I told you I was going to let the first day kind of roll through, let all the the folks get it out of their system. I'm there on matinee day. Absolutely.
Exactly 6:45 on the nose here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. I don't know, just pure coincidence. We do have confirmation that it was an accident on Brent Lane, causing some backups going both east and west. This is going to be between North Davis Highway and 9th Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there's not too much on the roads holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum here with us. Let's see. I was about to say, hey, WEAR, how's it looking? Hey, Alan, how's it looking, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms will keep popping up over the next several days, even into the Labor Day holiday weekend, but they are hit and miss. So we'll see plenty of sunshine. That'll heat things up. High temps mainly will be in the low 90s, overnight lows down in the 70s. Each day, that rain chance is just around 40%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Let's see what else we got here. So police are, this is interesting, police are releasing Telegram's founder from custody in France ahead of his potential indictment. Russian-born billionaire Pavel Durov was arrested at a Paris airport on Saturday on a warrant over Telegram's illegal online behavior. Allegations include his messaging app being complicit in helping drug traffickers, fraudsters, and those spreading child pornography. The case has become a focal point for free speech advocates versus potentially dangerous content. I got to tell you, when I was first reading this, I saw Telegram's founder, and I was like, there's no way that guy's still alive. This is a little too old, don't you think? But no, yeah, talking about the app there, we've heard a couple of social media apps kind of go down, or at least begin to go down this road regarding, okay, how much of it is free speech and how much of it is harmful? You've got to acknowledge that line.
My question is, you say he was a billionaire, right?
Yes.
What the heck is he doing flying commercial airlines when he should be owning his own jet flying that way?
I don't know. He's humble.
Stupid. He got caught.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs to be flying his own private jet probably.
That's where I went with that one. I said, what in the world is he flying through an airport?
Yeah, that was the takeaway to have. Sure. Also, we've got Miramar officials sending a message to Miami-Dade County saying that the release of conceptual renderings showing a potentially net zero and environmentally safe waste-to-energy facility does not change their objection to it being near the northwest Miami-Dade County Miramar border. With the incinerator potentially affecting more than 200,000 Southwest Broward residents and the Everglades, Miramar Mayor Wayne Messam says that any mishap would be unforgivable.
I tell you, Everglades are in a real bad posture down there in South Florida, and it's simply because of the high levels of farm runoff,
right.
You know, just plastics and things like that. It just mucked up that whole area down in South Florida. I used to go down there and speak on environmental issues in South Florida, and a lot of the folks that would have us there to do the presentation, a lot of it was right from what we did at ECUA here. Folks, ECUA does a magnificent job environmentally in this community, and we would take our message down there, and I just hope they can grasp what's going on in terms of environmentally, how bad the Everglades are. They got to clean that place up.
Right. And I understand why Miramar officials are kind of upset about this, because it's like, look, I understand that you can promise a net zero and environmentally safe waste to energy facility. I get that. But as the mayor said, any mishap would be unforgivable, would be huge, right? I mean, you can't, and they don't want it to be their problem, but also they don't want it to be the Everglades problem either. So it is, that's just a very unfortunate circumstance there. It's just probably not the best place for something like that. I don't know. Let's see. Also here we do have, we touched on this earlier, over 50 million people under heat advisories and warnings from Missouri to New York. Yesterday, Chicago saw its heat index hit 115 degrees yesterday, with the actual temperature of 99 degrees breaking the city's daily record. And today, cities like Indianapolis, Nashville, and Philadelphia seeing heat indexes rise to or above 100 degrees. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. may see a record high temperature of 100, and by tomorrow, the heat will cool down, although the South will still see temperatures in the 90s at the end of the week. I believe that.
You know, I saw today, it was like, I guess around 3 o'clock, it was 89 degrees. But with the heat factor, the humidity factor kind of worked in there, it was 98 degrees. If that's the feel-good temperature of 98 degrees. Yeah, a little bit warm. Powerball, want to remind you, $54 million, $26.8 million. That's your cash option. That goes out tonight, 10 p.m. Good luck. Play wisely. Mega Millions, $627 million. Cash option, $309.1 million. They make that drawing on Friday evening.
Excellent. All right. Just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got a story about a former Nevada County politician being found guilty of murder, but it's who they murdered that kind of points towards a bigger issue. We'll get that and more in the final stretch of this Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, neighbors. This is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Radio 92.3, 6:52 here. Before we get into our last quick check of the roads and weather, wanted to tackle this real quick. A former Nevada County politician being found guilty of murdering a Las Vegas journalist. A jury found former Nevada County Public Administrator Robert Tellis killed Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman in September of 2022. Prosecutors say that he murdered Gehrman over negative articles the journalist wrote about him when he was the Clark County Public Administrator. The jury returned a guilty verdict this afternoon after deliberating since Monday. Man, very scary situation there.
It sure is. Busy day scheduled for us tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah, that's scary too.
Yeah, it really is. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons will join us 5:35 tomorrow afternoon. We're going to talk about all of the violence at these high school football games, what the Sheriff's Department is doing, maybe offer some advice for those going to the games, and just kind of give us an overall update on what is happening. As you know, we had a problem during last Friday's games. So Chip will address that with us. Also tomorrow, as we get in tune to the Labor Day travel season, Pensacola International is going to be a very, very busy airport. We're going to have Todd Payne in. He's the Assistant Airport Director. He'll join us about 4:20 tomorrow afternoon. We're going to talk about Labor Day travel. The parking situation out at PNS, the long lines, or if there are long lines at the TSA pre-check and the regular standard go through checkpoints. But you'll find out what's going on, how many people are expected to move through the airport. Todd Payne joining us tomorrow, News Radio 92.3.
Dude, first weekend of college football, who's going somewhere? Unless you won tickets with us. I ain't going anywhere on my Labor Day. I'm sitting right. Well, first of all, on Labor Day, I'm working. But on Saturday and Sunday, man, I'm not doing anything. Let's see. Just about 6:55 here. We will get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you this evening. The only spot to really touch on is Brent Lane. We've got some backups going both east and west here because of an accident between North Davis Highway and 9th Avenue. Still got some pretty heavy congestion in that area. Once again, that's going both ways there on Brent Lane. Outside of that one spot, though, there's not too much stuff going on the roads right now that is too severe. As for the weather, as always, we've had WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum here with us. Alan, what is going on, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms will keep popping up over the next several days, even into the Labor Day holiday weekend, but they are hit and miss. So we'll see plenty of sunshine. That'll heat things up. High temps mainly will be in the low 90s, overnight lows down in the 70s. Each day, that rain chance is just around 40%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay, UWF, we cannot forget about this one because we're carrying the darn game for you. UWF is playing McKendree at Penn Air Field September 5th. It's a Thursday game, and we'll kick it off at 6 p.m. We still are still deciding on the pregame at 5:30.
Yes, we don't know exact. I have not been informed of when exactly the coverage is supposed to begin. Typically, I think they've done it at 5:30, but that is still up in the air. Or at least that was the impression I got when we were talking about it off air. I don't know. I could be wrong.
The good thing to take out of this whole conversation, UWF playing football on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, that either way, whether it just starts at 6 or we have some pregame coverage, the game will be 6 o'clock next Thursday. That just keep that in mind. And as Chris just said, that will be on News Radio 92.3. The FBI mentioned this earlier this evening. Says a definitive motive in the assassination attempt on former President Trump has not yet been established. The agency provided an update Wednesday on the investigation of the July 13th shooting. Officials said that the shooter searched for information on both the RNC and the DNC, possibly suggesting that Trump was simply a target of opportunity. And this is something we heard a little bit a while back. They had supposedly met with him and said, hey, listen, here's the deal. You know, it seems like they didn't really have much of a political leaning when it came to who they were targeting. You may have just been the next prominent politician in his area, and that's why he did it to you in particular. So they were already talking about that. I guess that is still the takeaway here. They have not found anything concrete that points to any leaning towards, I want to shoot this person in particular for this particular reason.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Something like, hey, good news to leave you with today. No tropical activity to talk about. At least for 3 to 5 days. Are watching the system. It's down in the Caribbean, but it's going to be an East Coast event. And what I mean by that, it could cruise up to Bermuda again, or it could kind of hang in there a little bit, make that turn closer to the U.S. coastline. Keep you all informed about this with National Weather Service hurricanes that are all over it. And you are, too, on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. And mentioned this last hour, another drug house closed. That today, I was going to mention this when you were talking about mortgage rates earlier, Chris, but I'm like, nah, that's not really an ideal segue. I don't think drug houses are what he's talking about. Another drug house, though, has been closed. That was from the Escambia Sheriff's Office today. The office says that the SWAT team served a search warrant on the 2100 block of Ledbetter Lane this morning, and during that search, nearly 140 grams of methamphetamine, hydrocodone, marijuana, ammunition, and cash were found. Jamal Dortch was arrested on drug trafficking and possession charges, as well as possession of ammunition by a felon. So far, there's no word on whether this incident is related to a reported gunfight between two men in the same area earlier this morning. You may have heard us touch on that earlier today as well.
Just kind of piggybacking on the storm information I just passed along about the really no activity in the tropics right now. Just be prepared. You got a few days to save yourself some money. Florida's disaster preparedness tax holiday underway through Friday the 6th. You can save money on items you could potentially need during a storm. I just wanted to remind you about that. But once again, National Hurricane Center are crickets in terms of anything moving into the Gulf of Mexico. Not happening. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be an East Coast affair. So that's the good stuff.
And we also have this more frivolous story that we can end on here. A Colorado man says that he keeps getting Trump shirts in the mail that he never ordered. The man, known only as Rick, told some Denver news outlet on Tuesday that back in mid-July, he started receiving white button-up sports jerseys with Trump 2024 on the front and a picture of Trump on the back with the words, chilling like a felon. Doesn't really rhyme, but I guess it's close enough. Rick said that he then started getting the shipments about every 2 or 3 days, and for whatever reason. And now he has about 20 Trump jerseys. He said that he believes people are trying to return the jerseys to TikTok's online store, but the QR code is sending them to his home. And Rick said that he would like it to stop. I bet he would. I will say, if this is not a QR code mishap, this could very well just be someone pranking him. He probably needs to consider that.
Okay, so more good information to pass on to you. Said no storms to worry about. Mortgage rates, kind of hanging in there.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
Below 7% average rate, 6.42%, that 15-year rate, 5.96%. Some pretty nice information if you're thinking about maybe buying or selling your home. Watch those rates, though. That's not the determining factor for purchasing that home right now.
Absolutely.
Other factors involved.
This has been Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, have a great day. We love you.